It's good to be back. It's been some time since my last episode. I still have the intention of posting more frequently. But life throws you curveballs. Sometimes it gives you disgusting lemons, and you can't make lemonade out of it. Maybe that's a bad analogy, but regardless. It's been a bit difficult, or really difficult. As in my previous episodes and on Instagram, I try to share positivity and uplifting and just showing that I'm human, and you're human, and we're going to continue to have pitfalls or brick walls or just insurmountable obstacles in our paths that just put us in check. They're often pretty blunt reminders of being human, of being mortal, that we don't have everything figured out. And that's just very apparent for me right now. I've had to have constant reminders that I'm only human. That with the progress that I do make in my mental health journey, it's inevitable that I'm going to have relapses. And July was a relapse month, if you will. The very little activity that I've had on my podcast was due to that. I always had the intention of sharing something, but it was a resolve to making a couple Instagram posts. I needed something to go up. I needed to continue to making that positive, healthy habit. Now, I don't need to get into again, how this all started, with my mental health journey. Just needless to say, I was reminded that it is a long process. It's different for everybody. We all have our own pace, if you will, and it's easy to compare, and I was guilty of doing that, comparing myself to other people who seem to have their head on straight, not perfectly, but better than me. They seem to have more of a righteous cause, if you will, to get out of themselves and become something or someone better. And so I've had the tendency over the years to push things under the rug or kick the can down the street, just not letting things bother me. But I was lying to myself. A lot of things would bother me. Big things and lots of little things that just rolls up into a deliciously unedible burrito. Or inedible. Inedible. Anyway. But regardless, I was discovering this new phase of my mental health journey that it's not supposed to be easy, or not easy, but always manageable. Last month was not very manageable. I had a horrific panic attack, and I can use that word horrific because it involved me clawing at my head, trying to pull my hair out, heavy breathing, and just pure anger. And it was terrifying to endure, and I know many of you can relate to that things may bottle up, or maybe you're making good progress. But in my previous episode talking about the three voices. There's that one voice that's had control over your decisions, over your mentality, your perception, that's put your other voices into submission. And then it comes out because it is clawing, trying to get out and maintain that control. And that's what was happening. The voice that had convinced me of my weaknesses and that I couldn't overcome them, that I shouldn't even try. That was the voice which was in control for a while. And my wife had to be with me. And it took her a while to put me back in reality, if you will. There's been a few times in my life that I have been truly terrified. And this is in the top three. I've had plenty of panic attacks, but the recent ones have been more intense. And I attribute that to the part of me that was in control for a long time, trying to keep that control. And continuing to pursue this mental health journey, this treatment plan that I've had or that I'm on, and the medication and professional guidance, it wasn't fully helping. Maybe it was a moment where I needed to find some inner strength and realize or recognize that I can overcome something, but I couldn't. And I was beating myself up about it. I've had mild depression for a couple of years, but the past couple of months it's been chronic. And I had bouts of it being that way, but it was seemingly never ending. And again, that's not who I am. Sure, I'm an introvert. I keep to myself. I keep my opinions to myself unless I feel it's needed for me to share. And I try not to worry about things to recognize that there's a time and a place to complete a needful task or what have you. But I was completely scatterbrained. My sleep was terrible. My days were pretty bland. I wasn't reverting to, like I had mentioned before, one of my moods where I was irritable or angry or apathetic for the better part of the day, that it would come and go in a snap. I was getting into a mood where I was feeling a heavy weight on my head and my shoulders. A literal weight. Figurative, but it literally felt like someone placed 100 pounds on my head. And I wasn't of much use during that time. I wasn't completing the goals that I wanted to do. Personal projects and fulfilling my commitment to be more frequent with my podcast and sharing things on Instagram. But I had this heavy weight and I kept not giving space for that voice in my head telling me that I shouldn't continue. I shouldn't bother trying. Or better yet, it would say things like, go ahead and try. You're just going to fail anyway, so might as well just, go through that motion and you'll come crawling back to me and I'll make sure you don't have to deal with that again. I talk about this because I'm not the only one who endures it. Many have it much worse. And I'm not trying to compare. It's just we are all different and we have our own limits. And I reached mine. So, where am I getting with this? Well, counsel that has been given to me has been that I need to give myself grace. It's important to remember your struggles, your weaknesses, your moments of growth, moments of hardship, and seeing how it was overcome. And you rely on that. You put a standard there and you look at it when things are rough and you say, yes, I'm able to get that high again. I'm able to overcome that pile of funness, if you will. But that flag was covered by thick clouds. And it was very troubling. And naturally, I retreated into myself and just assumed there's something wrong with me. I've been able to be stable for the better part of my life, at least on the surface. I've seemingly been able to conquer things in some way or another, but I'm not able to right now. I had to recognize once again that I needed help. And also to not negate that I have had progress and that oftentimes I put forth the effort and I see the rewards. But I was reverting back to a place that I thought I had left behind. But the truth is, it's always there. The question is, are you going to give it space in your mind? Is it going to pay rent if it's in there? No. It takes over. And I was incredibly demotivated and exhausted, and it was, going outside or maybe running an errand or maybe reading. It wasn't helping. Doing good, positive things, they weren't helping. And that worried me. And I was thinking, how freaking bad is it? What have I not fixed? Did I overlook something? Did I miss a detail somewhere? Did I mishear, the medical professionals, telling me something that I needed to remember to do? And it just got incredibly overwhelming. And I guess that was part of the weight. But going back to what I said a moment ago about giving myself grace, now you can look at it from a mortal human standpoint or a spiritual or divine standpoint. But grace in and of itself is given to you, its strength, its assistance given to you to do good things, to progress, that we otherwise wouldn't be able to do by ourselves. My mental health journey started because I wasn't taking care of myself the way that I should have. I was doing everything by myself. I was keeping it inside, and that just made it worse. You know, our way isn't always the best way. And I found out the hard way. And admittedly, in June, I guess, I was starting to relapse into that feeling on a high, you know, a justifiable high of making good progress. But I felt that I was kidding myself, that I wasn't keeping an eye out for potential adversity or inevitable problems that would come and test my resolve. I got distracted by the positivity. I was happy with anything positive, but I wasn't allowing myself to be prepared for the future. So I have a renewed commitment to allow myself grace, to recognizing at this moment in time what I am able to do and what I am not able to do, at least as well as some other time in my life. And this is a time that I need to take care of myself because I haven't. And I need to accept that I need to accept that reality. And I've been effectively denying it. And I haven't been candid with others about it, or my therapist or psychiatrist, none of them. I haven't been fully candid, and that's not something that's it's not healthy. Honesty and openness is what has helped me in my mental health journey. And that needs to continue. I know the value, and it's a, again, this is a checkpoint for me where, or a milestone that I need to. I can't just assume that because things were perceivably going better than before, that it's just going to keep on going on that track. Bad things happen, but good things happen too. And I need to remember that. So, this may sound like a, oh goodness, you're. This guy's just doing a journal entry for his podcast. Well, being open in this format is helpful. At the same time, I'm not the only one that has to deal with this. That we can most certainly have our own mental health concerns, and we can have highs, but we also have lows. But I am grateful that we have been blessed with so many resources. There are many kind, generous, and selfless individuals who want to help. And take advantage of it. Take advantage of that help. Like I had said in a previous episode, you don't know until you ask. You don't know the love or the support that's present until you ask for it, you seek after it. And having that support, that resource, that reassurance this journey is not meant to be done alone, that is uplifting. It's uplifting for me. And I just want to be honest about that. I don't want to give the impression that I have everything under control. And that whatever I share means, oh, he seems to be doing great, or he's got everything figured out, all his ducks are in a row. No. When I have wins, I'll share my wins. When I have lows, eventually I'll share them too. It hasn't shaken my optimism. It hasn't shaken my resolve in dealing with this new reality for me and my family. It's only encouraged me to continue because I have been given so much. My family has been given so much during this time. And it's important to be grateful, to remember trials and how they were overcome, and those who helped you. And they will continue to, again, if you ask, and if I ask. Thank you for listening, and I'll do my best to be a little more frequent with these podcasts. As always, I thank you for your support, and you have a good day. Take care.